Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 4 of The Trump Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today's topic, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Where to even begin with these two? Let's start with Meghan. As all of you are aware, Meghan was an actress. Meghan was on the cable TV series, Suits. I watched Suits, the entire series. It was a great show. Meghan left Suits once she fell in love with Prince Harry, and they decided to get married. So here you have an actress who, basically, Suits was only the one thing that was truly something that defined her as an actress. All her other work was basically extras under five roles, and etc. So she leaves Suits in order to pursue her dream and follow the man that she loves. And it just so happens that the man that she loves is a prince. Prince Charles and Princess Diana's son. One of them, at least. So she leaves the career and the spotlights of Hollywood to follow her dream of being a princess. They marry. They have a beautiful wedding. About a year later, they have a child, a son. And then 2 years, roughly, or maybe 2.5 years, into her being a princess, she decides to quit. And that's the best thing to say and best word to use. She quit. Claiming that it was too hard to be a princess, and that people were attacking her and making fun of her and the media and etc. It goes on and on and on. So basically, she wants you to know that it was hard being a princess, but I guess it wasn't hard for her to become an actress, because I can understand it being hard trying to become an actress because of all the competition out there. But she had no competition when she was princess. She married the man that she loved. She vowed to stay married to him and to support him in everything that he does, because he was one of the royals in the royal family. Now you go on to the different side of the spectrum, which is Prince Harry. Here is a young man who was born into a royal lineage. Going far back as centuries, if you want to say. And he agrees with quitting the royal family, quitting his duties, because according to both of them now, they wanted to live a normal life. A normal life. Okay. So basically, they decided to make an announcement without even discussing it with his father, the prince, Prince Charles, who would eventually become king, or even his grandmother, who is queen. Putting that aside, they had this bright idea that they would be able to market their brand by using the royal lineage crest and crown. You know, it boggles my mind that he would even think that this was possible and that he and his wife had a right to use any of that, since it belongs basically to just his grandmother right now. But she put a stop to that. Within all of this, they say that they've been attacked by the press. They say that they've been horrible things have been said about them, and on and on and on. Basically just crying to become victims. That's what this is. They're crying victimhood. And we, the regular people, not just the American people, regular people all over the world, we are supposed to feel sorry for them when they have every advantage at their fingertips regarding money, regarding power, regarding prestige. They also have the ability to make a difference in the world because they have a public platform where they can address any type of issues they want and get their voices out there. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying specifically things that all of us may agree on, even things that we as a country or even as a world would disagree. But they have the option to do this and to have an amazing platform to help people and to educate people. Sort of like what his mother, Princess Diana, did. Now, we all know that his brother William is in line to become king, and he's going in a different direction. If he was smart, Prince Harry, he would have went in the direction of his mother towards humanitarian work. Now, we all know that Princess Diana basically was at the cusp of humanitarianism because of all that was going on when she first became princess, and then all the way up until she died. So, whatever Prince Harry or Meghan would do in regards to humanitarianism, it will be welcomed and it will be pulled into the hearts of so many millions and millions of people. But we have to admit that he would have never reached the level of his mother. And why would we want him to, and why would he want to? Because that would change the legacy that was left by his mother. Furthermore, how is it that someone who has so much to offer, so much to give, and so much to speak about, how does he automatically quit? He quit because his best friends, the Obamas and Oprah Winfrey, convinced him to. So basically, he's a follower, he's not a leader. So you have to ask yourself, if he did pick up the humanitarian crown like his mother, would he be a follower or would he be a leader? Because humanitarians are leaders, they're not followers. It's sad that he had so much to offer and he would have been able to make his mother proud, and he just dropped the ball. So now they're living in California, which basically, as I'm pretty sure all of you would agree, is basically the state of delusion. And they seem to constantly say the press is attacking them, the media is attacking them. She said that the media is responsible for the relationship of her father, that basically is no relationship at all. They need to grow the fuck up. They need to stop playing victims and they need to grow up. Now that you are part of the American people, because you're living in the United States, if you need to make money, you do what all of us do. You get a job. If you need security, we are not going to pay for it. Hire your own security detail. If you can't afford it, take the money. I believe it was several million dollars that your mother left you, and pay the security detail with that. My question is, what is your son going to say when he grows up and he knows that his grandfather is king, because that's most likely what would happen by then, and that his great-grandmother was once queen and you deserted the royal family? Is he not going to have the same privileges that you did, where you were able to choose what prestigious schools that you can study in? Is he not going to have the same privileges of you like when you grew up? Is he going to go to public school? Are you going to live in a very small house or even a big house? What is this child going to see, and what is left of his royal lineage? What needs to happen is that the both of you need to grow up and you need to face facts and realize that you just can't do things without discussing it with either your father or your grandmother, and just totally walk away from something that could have benefited not only the both of you, but the entire world. So, one day, someday soon, you're going to be minus one Obama when your friend Barack eventually goes to jail for treason. So we're going to see how all of this is going to work out that since both of you are constantly praising this man who did nothing for the United States, goes to jail. So the world is watching Meghan and Harry, Harry and Meghan, to see what your next move is and how you're going to continue to play victimhood. That concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email me your suggestions to TrumpSquadPodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's remember and continue to make America great again.